Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Senators voted 75 to 22 to approve six of the 12 annual government appropriations bills. The vote coming just hours before a midnight deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown. As NPR's Eric McDaniel explains, lawmakers were able to strike a deal to move ahead after a lengthy Republican protest.
The package includes funding for agencies, including the Departments of Agriculture, Veterans Affairs, as well as money for transportation and housing programs. The bill's opponents, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, didn't have enough support to block the bill, but they could and did delay the process, hoping to secure a vote on amendments to the package. Paul and his allies eventually relented. There were some amendment votes, but they narrowly avoided a repeat of a brief 2018 shutdown that came under similar circumstances. The House already passed the package earlier this week, leaving Congress to finish work on the remaining six funding bills before the next deadline on March 22nd. The next set of bills includes hotly contested agencies like the Department of Homeland Security. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, the Capitol.
A lawyer for Donald Trump says the former president has secured the bond needed to support an $83.3 million jury award granted to writer E. Jean Carroll. Papers were filed today with the New York trial judge showing Trump has secured a $91.6 million bond from the federal insurance company. That was filed simultaneously with a notice of appeal of the verdict by Trump's lawyers to the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Talks on a ceasefire in Gaza remain deadlocked, dimming hopes for any pause in fighting as Muslims begin marking the holy month of Ramadan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. is blaming Hamas for not taking what U.S. officials call a reasonable deal.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is still intensely focused on getting a ceasefire as part of a deal that would see more Israeli hostages released and a lot more aid for Palestinians in Gaza.
The issue is Hamas. The issue is whether Hamas will decide or not to have a ceasefire that would benefit everyone. The ball is in their court. We're working intensely on it, and we'll see what they do.
He was speaking alongside his Turkish counterpart, who repeated calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. Negotiators had hoped for a six-week pause in fighting that would begin by the start of Ramadan this weekend. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
President Biden is calling out companies that try to covertly raise prices by slightly reducing the size of their products. For example, fewer pretzels or chips in a bag or a slightly smaller-sized candy bar. It's been dubbed shrinkflation. And Biden complained about it last night during a State of the Union address as part of a broader strategy to reframe how voters think about the economy. Meanwhile, speaking in Pennsylvania today, Biden referred to the Fed as, quote, that little outfit that sets interest rates, and said he expects rates will come down soon. Stocks fell on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 68 points. This is NPR. Leaked documents are showing just how vast China's hacking operations are, though at the same time they also show unhappiness in the ranks. China's state security agencies have contracted large amounts of hacking and espionage work to private contractors in bid to cut costs, whereas some of those contractors have complained about pay and work quality. Documents from one contractor show a hacking-for-hire industry that cut corners and often had unclear rules that were not properly enforced. The Biden administration says it's received commitments from seven big health insurers to pay for patient navigation services for members who get cancer. Combined, those insurers cover about half of Americans. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports patient navigation is shown to improve outcomes, especially among lower-income patients.
These commitments are part of the White House's Cancer Moonshot Initiative, aiming to dramatically reduce deaths from cancer. Navigators are individual patient advocates who help explain the complex process of treatments and appointments following a cancer diagnosis. Patients with navigators on average get treated faster, live longer, and overall cost the health system less. Additionally, cancer centers will collect more data on the impact of patient navigation. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
It's official, according to the meteorologist. It is the warmest winter on record for the U.S., and that has been true in some usually pretty frigid spots. In cities like Burlington, Vermont, and Portland, Maine, the mercury never went below zero. Minnesota had its warmest winter in nearly 150 years. The Great Lakes set records for low winter ice this year, with Lake Erie and Lake Ontario essentially ice-free. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.